I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Job openings barely budged in October, coming in just below 7.7 million. The Labor Department report also shows layoffs rose and the number of people quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in the labor market, fell in October. Stocks basically held in place today. Sesutel reports traders are waiting to hear what the Fed says tomorrow about interest rates.
The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market following an update on U.S. job openings. Traders are widely assuming the Fed will cut interest rates again on Wednesday. The bigger question is what the Fed will say about where rates might go next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Cracker Barrel's posted lower than expected sales and lowered its revenue forecast. It's still feeling fallout from a botched revamp of its logo and restaurants. I'm Ben Thomas.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.